We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Hello, my friend.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
Good. Crazy busy.
Getting all set for your trip? Go do a little bit of sunbathing in the volcanic ash?
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's going to be any eruptions, but yes, we're going to enjoy a nice trip to Hawaii for a couple weeks.
I posted a video for you on Facebook of some guys cooking steaks with lava, and I was hoping you would get to do that.
I don't know whether I really like that sulfuric taste.
It's like salt. What's the difference?
Kind of like rubbing a steak in dirty old egg. I don't know. But it does look fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty excited, though. I want the kids to see some moving lava and at a safe distance. And I think
I'm pretty sure it's not that hard to outrun if you need to.
Yeah, there it's pretty easy, I guess, as long as it's not in the... Yeah, anyway. It's going to be interesting. Lots of driving. It's a bit of a haul to get there because we're on the other side of the island, but it's going to be a good time.
Nice. Very good.
Much needed. Oh, my God. Anyway.
I'll take a vacation one of these years.
So in the last show, we were talking about some of the ranking factors that Martini Buster, what's his real name?
Martini Buster. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's his
Roger Monty.
Thank you, Monty. Right. Had mentioned as some key factors that he believes are playing a role in today's rankings and, well, in Google's algorithm. But he also mentioned what might be deprecated. So these are no longer used by Google.
Yeah.
Well, let's discuss and see whether or not there's anything to this.
And I think no longer used by Google is a stretch because, yeah. I mean, especially with what he's talking about. Like his first one is keywords. Well, I mean, I understand where he's going with this because I've been saying this for a while. It's more about topics now than keywords, especially after the Pigeon update. That made a big difference as far as semantic phrasing and language goes. But keywords are always going to be somewhat important. You know, if you think about the idea of Google, we've said this before, Google, when you go on Google and do a search, you're asking a question, right? And it's Google's job to figure out what's the best answer to that question. And it's our job to figure out, okay, how do we create the best answer to that question? Well, you can't figure out how to create the best answer unless you understand how people are asking the questions. So you still have to do that keyword research to understand how are people asking these questions, what are the words and phrases they're using the most. But I think where he's going with this is the idea of very highly targeted phrases and building a page of content around a specific phrase and building another page of content about a specific related phrase and building another page of content. I think that's where he's going with this. And if that's the case, I agree. It's more about topics today than it is keywords. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it still works occasionally when we've needed to, you know, when we're doing SEO, let's say we're going on a month-to-month basis with someone and we see a ranking just not taking off, or it's moved up a couple spaces. We want to get it a little higher because we know that's going to make that much impact, more of an impact on their rankings, or sorry, traffic, of course, being our main goal. Well, we have even recently just added a couple more instances of the keyword on the page, and it still works. I'm not saying it's the end all and be all. Definitely topics are the important. Relevance is critical.
But I think that goes back to what the idea, actually, see all three of the first three bullets in this list are pretty much the same topic, in my opinion, right? Yeah. He's got the first three bullets are keywords, focuses on long tail phrases, and a focus on rankings for specific keyword phrases. That's all the same topic, really, because the idea, if we go into topics, if we say, okay, the idea is topics today, not keywords, well, you know, that kind of means, you know, focusing on long tail phrases is kind of a moot point, because if you focus on a topic, you're going to get those long tail phrases. Same thing with specific keyword phrases. I think it's all kind of the same thing.
Yeah. And I think when it comes down to it, it's to put it in a different way. As you said, we both agree that we understand what he's getting at. But I mean, to put it in a different way, it's don't be so focused on the keyword. Go for the topic. Make sure that you're highly relevant in a particular area. Use semantically related words when you're writing. Just do natural writing is really what that means. Just write under the same topic, and semantic relevance will just appear, and that's what Google's looking for.
And there's a phrase we've been using in the industry for a decade or more easily that still holds true today, and maybe even more so. Write for people, not search engines, right? Mm-hmm. Makes such a big difference. And then this is actually, it kind of ties in too, if you think about it. A year or two ago, actually it was at the beginning of last year, I think I was speaking at a conference. There was someone on the panel I was on from Google, and I wish I remember his name. But during my presentation, I threw out the percentage of 18%, right? And then after the panel was over, the gentleman from Google pulled me aside and says, no, it's only 16%. We just got new information, right? What I was referring to with the new information, 16% of all searches done on Google still, this is the middle of last year, 16% of all those searches, the first time anybody has ever searched for that phrase. 16% of the time. Think about that for a minute. You know, there's 4.7 billion searches a day. So 16% of those is the first time anybody searched for that. So how are you going to focus on every single key phrase when that large a percentage of the time, there's no possible way to predict it? Now, I will say that, you know, my personal thought is that 16% is not necessarily misspellings or a new way to look for something. It's because new technologies, new products come out. Nobody ever searched for Superstorm Sandy before it happened. So a lot of it's maybe news related. There's a new celebrity that pops up that came out of nowhere, so people start searching for information about them, that kind of thing. But still, the idea is if there happens to be a new phrase in your market segment and you've built authority and relevancy around a topic and somebody searches for new information in a new way around that topic, you're ahead of the game because you weren't trying to focus on specific key phrases. You're focusing on a topic that can encompass these new searches.
Well, if you think about it, there's a lot of things that could explain those. I mean, everything from searching for a person's name that was just in the news to searching for a topic or a a piece of content that was just written that you heard about. I mean, it's endless just how many things could really equal that 16%. Yep. Some of which are, like I say, are fairly easy to determine. Of course, many of them may not be. Like, there's a lot of people out there just thinking about things and go, hey, I wonder if this exists, or I wonder if that content's there. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure there's maybe only one or two people on the planet that would search for this phrase, and they're not old enough to yet, but they should search for the phrase, I wish Ross Dunn was my father. Nobody has searched for that phrase, I'm saying.
Yeah, not until I'm a billionaire, maybe. Otherwise, I don't really see any reason why they'd want that. I'm thinking of my own.
But to prove my point, I'm going to search for it right now, and it's going to be one of those 16%.
Yes, I sure as hell hope so. Now, the last point was lean code. Now, I don't know. Is it a benefit? I mean, it's about making sure your code is of high quality, not so much lean. I never really knew of it as being a major issue of any kind for the algorithm.
So a long time ago, when we first started this stuff, Ross, it was really, you know, when Google had a hard time figuring out JavaScript, and they had a hard time, you know, separating the idea of this is a comment in the HTML code versus a actual line of code.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. We used to talk about, you know, removing the comments and making sure your JavaScript is never on the page. It's always in a separate file to produce clean code. And that was when Google had it was much more difficult for Google to take a page of code and understand it. They're so much more sophisticated today than they ever were. But I think where this lean code would be helpful is when you're talking about 508 certification, when you're building your pages for people who use like screen readers if they're handicapped and those kind of things. When you do that certification and validation, HTML validation, CSS validation, you end up with leaner, cleaner code. But as a ranking signal, I agree. I don't think it's been an issue for quite some time. So to say it's depreciated means that it was being used, but I don't think it has been for a while.
Well, in this case, he says deprecated. I mean, it's gone. Not even depreciated. Deprecated.
Yeah.
So anyway. Right. That was the one that I would just, poo-poo, that one. But it never really existed. If it did, it was minuscule. It was a matter of, like you said, just, it was if you needed that 0.1% advantage, maybe.
I think that lean code thought process is back in the days when people were thinking about keyword density, right? The same kind of thing, you know? And to me, keyword density has always been a myth. There's never been a real, you need a specific keyword density for this phrase. There's so many factors that would determine what a density would be for a certain search on a certain page that it was just kind of like the keyword meta tag. It was something people started talking about that really didn't have any impact.
You know, I have to admit, I mean, for the longest time I had, when I was training staff, I made them, because we used a GRKDA, keyword density analyzer. I would tell them, make sure that you met this particular percentage, because it was easier for them to look at the page and understand it. Our pages ranked phenomenally. Now, I'm not saying that keyword density was everything. It was just a great way to teach them about the mix of keywords on a page.
I don't disagree. I used to use keyword density in a similar way when I was training SEOs, basically to make them think about the content on the page, you know, and what it was targeting. And that was a great way to get people to focus on the targeting of the page. Yeah. But to actually say, you know, this specific, if you have a 4.1% keyword density, you're going to do better than if you have a 3.9% density. That kind of thing was a myth, because there were so many different factors that figured into which density would work for which searches, right?
Too true. Too true. All right. Well, that was interesting. I mean, you know, together with the other part of the show, that was a significant chunk. Yeah, so nice find. Yeah.
It's a good thing. Thanks to Barry. Barry finds some great stuff. I when we're preparing for a show, just give him a shout out. We should. I look at Search Engine Roundtable all the time because he's always up on speed. If you go to searchengineroundtable.com, Barry Schwartz is monitoring all the boards for conversations around SEOs. He has great conversations with John Mueller and people at the engines. The stuff is getting published on Search Engine Land. He's an editor there, so he knows the good stuff. Search Engine Roundtable is a great source for good up to date information. Just want to give him a shout out because I use it all the time when preparing for these shows.
Yeah, he's definitely dedicated, to put it under, as an understatement. And you know, Jen from the SEM Post is doing a fantastic job of that too. It's amazing. Much content she puts out in a day.
Absolutely, that site came out of nowhere and it's one of the top sites I refer to now.
Yeah, well, and it's got to be taking its toll because I know a lot of that is her. I mean, she's trying, you can tell she's trying to give Barry a run from his money.
I know,
busy, so good for her. Good for her.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
getting slack, right?
Barry's got so many things he's doing, and you got to cut him a little bit of a slack.
Exactly. Oh, no, I just love teasing it. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break and we come back. There's a few more notes here and some other findings.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com, that's SpyFu.com, and start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. One of the things, actually, we don't have it in the list here, but one of the things I noticed when I was going through his site today was about how in a couple videos or interviews with John Mueller, people were asking, you know, participants in the video or the Hangouts, what, you know, why their site is a problem, having a problem right now, and are they still being affected by Penguin or Panda or whatever it might have been? And within seconds, he was saying, "No, I don't see that being a problem on your site right now."
I know, real time. I read that same article. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so that's gives you an idea of just how much Google has at their fingertips and how fast they can access it about a website. So, you know, he says, "No, that doesn't seem to be a problem for your site right now." Oh, and I even see your rankings are improving and traffic. And we're like, traffic? Excuse me?
That one too. I was like, how the heck is he looking at their traffic? Unless he's meaning the traffic from Google.com, right? He could look and see that click-through rates. But or maybe they have an analytics installed and they have some backdoors into that. Who knows?
You never know. But in any case, it was interesting, and I loved that. Of course, someone had to come out and say, "Hey, could you guys release that automated action viewer?" Which is what they've decided to call it, I guess. But I don't think anyone officially called it that. But and I love that Gary Iles from Google says it's not going to happen anytime soon. I'm surprised it was just yeah, yes. Like hell.
Just like No. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, it would, you know, to be fair though, it would be nice if it was just a little more transparent. Like even if they just said, yes, you're in when you log into, and should we actually, you know, we should share the new name. What's the new name of Google Webmaster Tools?
Yeah, just yesterday, Wednesday, they changed it. It's now going to be Google Search Console. And it's interesting.
That's a little easier to use anyway. I like that name.
Well, my immediate thought before I read why they did it was they're going to blend PPC tools in with organic tools because it's now just a search console, right? And PPC is search. But what they said basically was they changed the name because the tools are not just for webmasters anymore. They're for business owners, SEO experts, marketers, programmers, app developers, and webmasters. So they want to get away from just making people think it's for webmasters only. They did very specifically say nothing else has changed. They're not changing anything on the inside, though they do frequently add new stuff. So it does change on a regular basis, but this is just basically a branding change.
And, you know, when you think about it, I'll get back to what I was saying in a second, but if they're saying that about the website and I'm going to lose my train of thought, I hope I'm not. Yes, I am.
You lost it. It's gone.
I didn't. I know, because we were talking about how the site might include pay per click. You were mentioning that, and I thought it would be really smart if they did, though, because if the average person logged in and then saw, just like you see sometimes when you're trying trial software, this area is not available because you don't have this. And it's kind of a tease. You know,
It would be cool if they integrated the keyword research tools now. What's that called again? They changed his name too.
I can't keep up, man. My head's spinning.
But if they integrated that into the search console, because right now it's part of
the keyword planner, you mean?
Yeah, the keyword planner. Now it's part of the PPC stuff. So you have to have a PPC account and you have to log in. But if they moved keyword planner over into search console, they got way too many names. I'm just kind of step back and pause and say, look, just give us one thing, put everything there, and we're done.
Exactly. Make it the console.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was getting at before about this action viewer, if they at least just said your site is you know, under the manual actions, if you went in there and just said your site is still being penalized by, or your site is still being affected by this past penalty, it's not telling them a lot. And it would be nice for people to know that they still haven't cleared it up, because Google's pretty much a black box when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they let you know you have it, but they don't really let you know when you don't have it.
Very true. Very true.
It's a bit of a shame.
I actually read a thing, and this might kind of play into that a little bit. We talked last show about the new quality control, or the quality, what are they calling it? The quality update.
Yes.
And I read a comment that made a ton of sense to me when someone was talking about this. The quality update, basically what they've done is they've made an update that rewards good content instead of penalizing bad content, right? Well, when you think about the mobile update that happened prior to that, that was an update that rewarded people that had mobile sites, not penalizing people that didn't, right? So it seems like they're on a shift to change these way these algorithms work to reward good things instead of penalizing bad things, which really is interesting to me. And I hope that continues, because that makes a whole lot more sense.
They can be less negative.
Right. And that way in Webmaster Tools, when you have bad things, they can say, oh, it's not a bad thing. We just didn't reward you. We didn't penalize you. We just didn't reward you. Make this better and we'll reward you. And that
we'll give you a smiley sticker.
Yeah. I was talking to
really
someone
well.
Today,
it'd be scratch and sniff.
Yeah. That we could get the cool glasses back. Man, if we could get the cool glasses back, that would be so awesome. Do you remember those? We were talking way early. Yahoo, before Google was even in existence, Yahoo was the number one place to get your site listed. And it was the Yahoo directory thing, right? And the pinnacle of all online marketing at the time was to get the cool glasses next to your listing on the Yahoo directory. We got to bring back the cool glasses.
Yes. Yeah, and they could make it all psychedelic like the Google logo. But anyway, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more nonsense.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
If you are a digital marketer, you don't want to miss this. You can join millions of digital marketers now having free access to the Click It Summit, the worldwide professional digital marketing online summit. Their four-day search marketing summit is coming up on May 25th through the 28th. Register for free at clickitsummit.com/search marketing. No matter where you are located, you can participate from the comfort of your own computer. Again, register for free at clickitsummit.com/search marketing.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at mock speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about the Google Search Console? Like you said, nothing else has changed. It's just the name, right?
Yeah, it's just the name. There's a new logo. It says Google Search Console. That's it.
ooh, I haven't seen that. I've got to go and see that now. Has it actually been rolled out everywhere, or are they doing their classic forever rollout?
If you go to the link I put in our notes, there's a picture of the logo. They do have a copy of the logo. I don't know if it's rolled out everywhere yet or not, but it will be soon if it's not.
Let's just hope it, like you said, I think it'd be nice to have some sort of convergence to simplify things, and they better freaking keep the name for a while. I hate when they move things around. I hate it. It just does not make it easier for clients. And yeah, sure, it doesn't make our life any easier, but it's really annoying having to explain to clients, the name changed. I think I do that every week about something.
Nice.
Like Google My Business, Google Local. What was it first before that? It was Google
Places.
Oh, it was Google Places, Google Local, Google Plus Local, Google My Business. It's like, for Pete's sake. I can't use the words I want to use, darn it. Anyway.
They need to get Marissa Meyer back just to settle things down. They need a woman in charge over there. Just
they do. They do. My God, yeah, she'd whip them in shape.
Yep.
She seems to be doing a good job at Yahoo.
Oh, yeah.
I would never want to work for her, but she seems to be doing a good job.
Maybe we need to talk to her about getting the cool glasses back. That's an idea.
Yes. Of course, we'd be the only ones that were celebrating. Everyone was like, what are those geeky glasses?
There'd be at least 100 of us across the nation. We could have a cool glasses party via Webmaster. We can do it in the Google Hangout or something.
You know, we should make some real cool glasses. Bring them into physical reality. maybe add some tech gadget on it or something. And Google Glass.
So there is something cool happening to kind of move the show along. Apparently, this week, Google Twitter's deal is going live. So a month or so ago, they announced that Google and Twitter finally came together and made nice to each other again. And Google's got the Twitter firehose feed again. Well, it's actually going live, their usage of it. Right now, excuse me, right now, it's only on mobile search. And apparently it's only when it shows up is pretty inconsistent at the moment. So there's no way to say if you go search for this kind of search, you're going to see it. Or if you search for this kind of search, you're going to see it. So I think it's still being just like Google. I think they're launching it. It's there, but it's going to be modified over time. It's going to get what it is today is not going to be the same thing it is, you know, a year from now. Right. So I think it's something we need to keep our eye on, see how it's working. Now, if we can only get the Facebook fire hose into Google, they can quit claiming they don't use that data, because I know they do. I swear they use that data. If they don't. But it's interesting, too, because I just did a training session today at a local community college. The whole session was, how is SEO impacted by social media? And I got to talk about this deal. It just went live. So, nice.
Wow. Good for you. You're way on the cutting edge then than I am. I'm interested, but I haven't paid any attention because it's not yet affecting anyone, and I doubt it will to any great extent, at least right now. But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. And it does. Well, we should actually do a show on the ties between social and SEO, because there's a lot of them.
Well, you know, since you've just freshly discussed this, I'd be actually interested to ask you some questions. So, has anything in your opinion changed when it comes to social media and its impact on SEO? Is there any direct relationship anymore, or is it still just a indirect relationship where social hopefully creates links?
So I personally believe, and this is my personal belief, John Mueller has said on this very show that this is not the truth, but yeah. But I'm not sure I believe him. So we know that for years and years and years, links have been the key factor in understanding if a site has authority or not, right? And we go back to that, what we've talked about with authority, relevancy, and trust being the foundation of SEO. And authority is really those off-site signals, right? Why would any search engine in their right minds continue to rely solely on links when we know that the people don't share things via links as much as they used to at all anymore. They still do, but not nearly as much as they used to. So the link landscape is shrinking, or maybe not shrinking, but just not growing as fast as the content landscape is growing, right? Mm-hmm. But we know that the social media is how people share stuff now, how they reference it, how that authority can really be derived. And to not utilize that is just ridiculous in my mind. And when we asked John Mueller, he said, no, we don't have access to this, right? We don't have access to the information in Facebook.
Well, he said, yeah, no, Facebook, yes. But he said he also didn't have enough. You know, there's so many signals. Now, I'm not defending, I'm just explaining what he said. Yeah, he said there's so many signals that it was just, it's a bit overwhelming, and it's hard for them to determine, not authority, but what's the word for it? Quality, I guess, of the signals they're getting.
Right.
They don't want to be gamed. Obviously, they're pretty sensitive to that. Anyway, that was the impression that I got from what he said, which I didn't disagree with. I mean, we can't even fathom the CPU power would be required. But I think we can both agree that if anyone could do it, it's them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and that's just one. That's just one factor. I think, you know, replacing that authority, social, if it's not now, I think it is at least a little teeny bit, if testing, if nothing else. Replacing links is the primary identifier of authority. And maybe not even the primary. Maybe they share that responsibility, because I don't think links will go away ever as being part of that piece of the algorithm. But I don't think it can be the only piece anymore, right? We know. So that's one piece. Then social has, you know, especially if you're using Open Graph on your websites, and you can actually craft how the link text and the descriptions and the images that are used in when people share your content in social, if you can craft that, and you can say, you know, when I'm sharing this on LinkedIn, right, and it comes up with this headline, it comes up with this picture and this description, well, then the links is part of that. But now you can actually use Open Graph to determine how that link looks, what kind of relevancy it's going to have from a textual standpoint. I mean, in social, there's using Open Graph and that kind of stuff really makes a big difference on how effective social can be for you from an SEO standpoint when we're talking about links from social sites, right? Mm-hmm. And the third way social makes a big difference in organic search is just the fact that if you're really conscious of brand searches, if your business is really reliant on brand searches, and you do a brand search and you don't have social, you're going to get your site listed and maybe some deep links. But if you have social, you might get your site listed, your Twitter account listed, your Facebook account listed. You can own that page for your brand from an organic search standpoint because of social, right?
Hmm. Yeah, well, and it's one of those things that I have a hard time with, because I try to be on book with Google when I'm talking to clients and saying, well, according to Google, and it's funny, I feel like a parrot sometimes, they don't use it, but at least you will get it directly. You know, you'll get the benefit of hopefully a link out of the content that's being created. But in my heart of hearts, I mean, I still, if anyone is somewhat savvy as a client, I always get into why I think that's BS, and that, you know, at the very least, getting this kind of social cred is going to pay off in the long run.
Yep. And another thing, great thing about social is if you have a relatively new site or a site that's not really big, and Google doesn't crawl your site very frequently, say maybe they only show up once every month for some reason, submitting your content into social media can get that content crawled faster, because they're crawling these social media sites constantly, right? So if you get a link up in Twitter, a link up in Facebook or LinkedIn or somewhere like that, and it gets crawled, it potentially can get your crawled to your site and get your new content crawled faster than if you just rely on your own sites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, with that said, I think we could go on for a while about this. Maybe we'll dedicate a show to it. I think it'd be kind of interesting. But yeah. At this point, I think we need to tie things up. Apparently, we're already over our time, as usual.
Why don't we even set a time? You know, we should just go until we get tired.
Yeah, we are the. Yeah, they should just. Yeah, I mean, come on, give us the time to be the to just let all of our wisdom out.
Yep, exactly.
Well, that said. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thanks for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday on webmasterradio.fm. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.